Time now for the Cattle USA Hot Barn Report on this great American radio station. Here's your host, Monty James.
Good Monday morning. Hope you had a great weekend. A lot of major storm and tornado activity across Iowa, Nebraska, and Oklahoma. We have a lot of listeners in those ag states, and we certainly wish them best in their recovery efforts. Hot Beef Mobile is headed to our last major bull sale of the season at Ma and Pa Angus Pre Show, South Dakota today. I've known both Ma and Pa for over 30 years, and talk about people that know bulls. Pa, also known as, anyone, Steve Mowry, was a two-time reserve world champion bullfighter back in the golden era of bullfighting when Rob Smits, Miles Hare, and Steve were the world's top cowboy savers. While Steve saved a little money from his bullfighting career, got in the registered Angus business early in the game, and now they're major players in the Angus industry. Good, hard-working country folk that ranch on the White River with their sons, Shiloh and Sage. This will be quite a Wild West production of Pressure Livestock. You'll want to watch our TikTok feed and bid and buy online at dvauction.com. You'll hear what a creative fella Steve is on the ad he wrote and voiced at the end of the show. It's a hoot, and I'm proud to call him a friend.
Now we can be friends again.
Friday at the CME, June Live Cattle. Some folks calls them fat cattle. I calls them fat cattle. Gained 77 points to 178.57. August Fats hit 176.77, up 72 cents. May Feeders jumped 245 to 248.70. August Feeders 225 green at 260.55. So there. Those numbers are coolio as the upward swing continues, but a far cry from the numbers coming in from the reporting barns across the beef belt. Dateline Mobridge Livestock. A load of steers averaging 594 hit 324 in their Thursday sale. Napoleon, North Dakota featured a load of 545-pound black steers. They raised the roof at 342.50. St. Ange and Pahasapa had heifer pairs reach 2650. Montana heiferettes as high as 207. Incredible. Big old back-to-grass sales this week at Tri-County Stockyards in Motley, Minnesota. Here's a load of home-raised steers and heifers from 5 to 7. All the bells and whistles. Feeders coming in from a five-state area to legendary Stockman's Livestock on Wednesday. One of the top fat cattle sales in the world Tuesday in Yankton. Massive feeder and calf special this week at Torrington Livestock Market. Owner Lex Madden will run down the all-star lineup at Hot Barn Report on Facebook. Cameron Cattle Company and Ten Sleep Cattle Company, just a few of the prominent Wyoming ranchers representing. By the way, if you ever get to the tiny town of Ten Sleep, Wyoming, one of the prettiest places on the planet, I guarantee. By the way, don't be expecting any mountains in Torrington, flat as a pancake. We'll tell you about Thursday sales on tomorrow's effort. Monty James for America's HBR.
Hi, my name is Steve. I'm a 63-year-old male with an Angus addiction. I look at Angus cows all day long. I can't help myself. I've tried everything, even Angus Anonymous. To support my habit, my family's having a bull sale on Monday, April 29th at Pressure Livestock Auction. It's the 27th annual Ma and Pa Angus Bull Sale, selling 50 registered yearling Angus bulls that are ready to go to work for you. The catalogs and videos are online at maandpaangus.com or DV Auction. That's Monday, April 29th at 1 p.m. Pressure Livestock Auction.